Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Shall we get into the meaty one, my darling?
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. This is our extra lippy episode, and this one is all about you guys. And it's with me, as always, Sophie Brown and Robin Richford.
Hello, hello. Yes, we love a little extra lippy because, like Soph says, it's all about you, and it's so nice to get all your juicy emails and texts. So keep them coming. You can send all your dilemmas into contact at looselipspodcast.com, or you can get us on all the socials, as always, the Loose Lips Podcast. So shall we get into this one?
Yes, yes. Sorry, I was waiting for my cue then. I was like...
Do you know what it is? When you guys email in, I don't know what it is, but it you know, I can feel those full stops. It's just like gives all the juicy details. And this one from Sophia is exactly that. Now buckle up, Soph, because I think you're going to like this one.
Okay.
So it says, my ex and I broke up, but we still spend time together. I'm still in love with him, in brackets, or so I think, but he doesn't fulfill my needs as a partner. It's so frustrating because I can't seem to let go of him, even though I'm not getting the satisfaction I desire from our relationship. To make things even more complex, another guy has caught my interest. Whenever I see him, I feel something, and I can't deny that I want to be with him in some way. However, I'm unsure if I truly want a relationship with him. Here's when it gets messy. Oh, we love it when it gets messy, Sophia.
Is it not already?
Yeah, I love that this isn't the complex bit. It's the best. It says, I asked the new guy to be in a relationship with me, but I have no intentions of cutting off contact with my ex. I know it's a pretty terrible thing to do, and I acknowledge that I'm behaving poorly, but no matter how hard I try, I can't seem to stop wanting the new guy, and I don't know what's wrong with me. I genuinely want to find a way to fix this, but as I'm writing this, I don't want to stop pursuing both relationships. I know I need to put an end to this, but I'm struggling to do so. I'm seeking some harsh reality checks and advice. Please tell me what to do. Oh, Sophia.
Oh my God. I mean, girly, what the fuck?
Obsessed. I'm obsessed.
Oh my God. I mean, you know, some of us can't even get one man, let alone two. So, you know, fair play.
Sophia's out here doing it for the gals.
At least that's something. I mean, that's so hard. I feel like any relationship when you split up, it's so hard to cut ties with someone. Like, you literally mourn a person. Like, it's so difficult to just not speak. Like, we always give that advice, like, don't speak to them, don't text them. It's so hard to go like cold turkey on the whole thing because you're so used to it, you're so used to being around them. But I think that's what overpowers it. Like, I don't think you necessarily do still love them in the same way you did. You probably care about them a lot, and it's easy to spend time together.
You do wonder as well if there's like an element of like wanting what you can't have anymore.
Oh, I think that is so prevalent in dating. Like, you, that as soon as you find out someone's not available, you like them more. Like, it's just the way that life is.
Yeah, I do think that. I think that feeds into it a little bit. Also as well, I wonder, because obviously you said you're not sure if you actually see a relationship with him, but then you actually have started one. So technically you're in the relationship with a new guy?
You're in a relationship now with the new guy. So you need to fuck your ex off. Like, that needs to happen. Sorry, Sophia, but it does. Also, I'm probably going to forget this wrong. I think it was Paul Brunson that said this. I think, was it him? Yeah.
That's the dating expert from Celebs Go Dating, isn't it? He's so hot. Oh my God, can we just? Is he just as hot in real life? Oh my gosh,
he is beautiful. I'm not sure how much he liked me, you know, but we had our moments. But yeah, he's fab. But he says something like, if you fall in love with someone and then you fall in love with someone else, you were never in love with that person.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That cut deep.
I know.
Do you think? So basically what they're saying is I guess like it's impossible to fall in love with a second person if you are truly in love with someone. Is that the idea?
It doesn't mean that you didn't like that first person, but it really those feelings were not as strong as you first thought because, you know, you've had this kind of overpowering feeling for this new person, which you wouldn't do. That's what, I might not be explaining it right, but I think that's pretty much it. Like, it's pretty black and white to be like, look, if you like this new person, unfortunately, doesn't sound like you really liked the other one.
I do think that's so interesting. So like, especially like when we're younger and like, you know, people are dating for, you know, a couple of years or whatever. And I used to always say to my friends, so like I had a couple of friends that maybe like when we went out on a night out got a bit wild and got drunk and maybe did things that maybe they shouldn't have done when they were in relationships. And instead of like judging, I would take it as a sign of like, you shouldn't probably be in the relationship, not because that you've made a mistake or done anything like that. More like it would worry me personally if my eyes were wandering.
Same. No, I'm in complete agreement with that. Like, I always think to myself, if I was in a relationship, if my mind started being like, oh, not even just like you think that person's attractive, because come on, everybody's attracted to people and the like, you know, whatever. But like, if it's more than that, and you're almost like, you get to that point where something could have happened, I just think that, yeah, you shouldn't be with that person then.
That's what's hard. Yeah, I do think, or even, you know, even if it's like not as black and white, even if it's just a case of like, oh, if you're starting to think, you know, you should be with some, or you're starting to kind of like imagine yourself with someone else or things like that, I would say, well, there's something obviously not right. So you guys need to reconnect again as a couple, or like you say, just like you shouldn't be with them. So it's like trying to kind of recognize the difference. So I actually think that you're right. So if you've got to a stage where you've gone into a relationship with this new person, have you got into the relationship with a new person just because that it is exciting and something new, or because that you think that your ex isn't going to have you back anyway and you're trying to move on? It depends why you got into it, really.
Yeah. And also, how did you break up, Sophia? Like, what made you or him or her or whoever break up with each other? Because like, why do you then, I don't know, yeah, you've even found someone else, but you're still interested in the ex. So it's, I just don't get it. I mean, I don't know, if you found someone new, then invest your time in that. Like, flip it the other way around. Would you be devastated if you found out that they were still like dating their ex? Probably.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Because you kind of got to put yourself in there. It's just, I know I've definitely been in this situation, 100%. I know I've ended up in a relationship because, you know, I'm a serial monogamist and all that. So
yeah.
I know I've definitely ended up in a relationship knowing that I still love my ex, but knowing that it's not right and actually it will never last. And so sometimes that's hard because your mind's doing one thing, your heart's doing the other. But I think you've just got to trust your gut and kind of, you know what I mean, almost ignore the heart and the mind and just go, what is it that made me break up with them? Because the thing is like, you broke up with them for a reason, right? Whether it was them that initiated it or you that initiated it, there's a reason. And 9 times out of 10, I don't think going back ever works. I know that's really harsh to say, unless it's been maybe like a few weeks or, you know what I mean? But I, as a general rule, once there's other people in the mix, I almost feel like that is it, just dead in the water.
And also, are you just going to like live a bit of a, not live a lie, but like you're probably having to cover some of this up. And do you really want that for like, you know, your future? And if you were to, I don't know, go back to the ex, how would they then feel if they found out about the new person? Like, I always think that. I think if I had to hide something like that, it would be so difficult. And you'd be worried about it coming up, you know, like a friend saying something or any point, you know, you get a random text from them or something like that would just make my insides like, well, I don't know.
No, I do understand that. Also as well, I think you've got to give yourself a bit of a break and just also know that the new person, your feelings for them will not be as strong because you just haven't had the time that it needs to develop. Like, I do know that some people fall in love at first sight. I've never understood that really personally. And I also think as women, as a general kind of thing, I think we're slightly more cautious. So I do think that like we should also take into consideration, you're not going to feel as strong for this new guy as you do for your ex because you don't have that history there. It's the same thing when you're like sat at a wedding with your new partner who you love and you know that is absolutely the right person for you, and you can still look across at your ex and think, oh, what if, you know, like it's just totally normal behavior. So don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, that's so true, because there's like certain exes that I think that like, I haven't spoken to in years and years and years, didn't really get probably the full closure. Like, I think my heart would sink if I saw them. Like, it would make you feel something, and that's normal. That doesn't mean that like you want anything with them or anything like that. But yeah, I agree with you. I think that, yeah, you need to give yourself a bit of space. I mean, maybe even a bit of space from both of them for a tiny while, just to kind of be like, I'm going to sort of remove myself completely and then see how I feel. I just think if you keep hanging out with someone that you have that deep of a connection with, it's just so easy to carry it on. Like, me personally, I had an ex for like 3 years. That was my first proper relationship, first love. We split up. We started seeing each other again because it's just so easy to do that. It was the worst time ever because we were in such limbo. Like, we were kind of hiding it from like friends and family. We never really spoke about it. And then it all ended even worse than it did the first time. And it just came crashing down and it was just awful. And that was because we, went back to each other because it was probably easy, and it made everything 10 times worse. So,
because it's hard in those first stages. You're still learning about each other. You know, they're not going to get everything right because they can't read your signals yet. You know, like, there's, whereas exes kind of know, even if they are a bit of an ass, they know when you're annoyed. You know, they just know you better than, you know, a new guy does. But I think you owe it to yourself, Sophia, to actually give it a go with the new guy. And listen, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I think for your own kind of sanity, I think you actually owe it to yourself, never mind them, but like actually owe it to yourself to actually step away from the ex and be with the new guy and actually put your all into it. And listen, if it doesn't work, it can serve that purpose of like knowing that actually neither's right for you. Do you know what I mean? But also, yeah, you should also consider the feelings of the others.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself, but then just remember, like, yeah, if the shoe was on the other foot, like how you would feel if it was the other way around. But yeah, good luck with that situation, because
it's horrible, isn't it? I think, do you know what, actually, I just remembered, I was filming this thing. It was so random. It was years ago. It was for MTV, and it was like where they were going through like your social media, and they basically, you hand them over your social media and they go through it from like years and years and years, right? And they bring up all your embarrassing stuff anyway. And they were like, yeah, so you know your ex. And I was like looking at them like, which one sort of thing. And they were like, yeah, like him. And I was like, oh my God. And instantly one comes to your mind. And it's so funny in hindsight. I'm like, how would they know which one was him? And they were like, so he's here. My heart. Honestly, fell out my fucking cute little skirt. Honest to God, I was like, oh my gosh, my face just drained of color. And then they were like, just joking, because they basically just wanted a reaction shot. Oh my God.
I
nearly died. And that thought has stayed with me now. I'm just like, and I feel like I know which ex it is, you know, and you're just like, oh, I'd actually die. Like if I saw him in the street, I would just die. Like I know I would.
Yeah, no, oh my God, F that. No, I'm like getting fucking clammy hands now. I'm like, oh, don't even.
Sorry. I'm reliving it. I'm actually reliving it because I'm just like, what the fuck would I say?
Prank ever. No one do that to me.
No one do that to Sophia because she will actually die.
Let's bring them both out. Yeah, let's. Oh my God.
Oh, do it, babe. Fin off the ex and go with the new guy. That's what I would
say. Agreed. It's always hard, but you just got to try and cut that communication off because it's going to happen at some point and it'll be even more messy if you leave it. It will. It's easier just to do it now, pull the band-aid off.
And Sophia, I would love an update on this one.
Yes.
Love an update. Please, please send them in. Of course, if you have a dilemma, also drop us an email. It's contact@looselipspodcast.com or you can get us on all the socials, which is @TheLooseLipsPodcast or our personal socials as well, Soph.
You certainly can. It's @SophieHLBrown or @RobinRichford with a Y.
So thank you so much for listening to Extra Lippy and we'll be back on Tuesday. It took me a minute then.
Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.